Came out, started pretty fast. We had some really good drives. Unfortunately, we're not finishing all our drives. We're settling for some field goal opportunities. So we'd like to work on that. You know, it's hard to get the ball down the field in double digit numbers of plays and not come up with the 6 point reward as opposed to a 3 point. But I thought our guys came out, played really well on defense. We controlled the ball on offense, like I said, you know, moving the ball up and down the field. And our defense is swarming to the football. They're playing very physical. They muffed a punt, so that set up a real short field for us to give us an opportunity. We did score off of that, so you got to take advantage of those opportunities when they present themselves, and our guys did a good job there. And then we had a scooped up fumble. They had a pitch out that was fumbled, and you know, we got short field there. So two of our touchdowns were short fields, which happened off a turnover. So whenever you have the opportunity to create that type of momentum and able to punch it in, that's a good thing. And you know, like I said, our guys are playing hard. Special teams are doing a really nice job right now. We did have the one field goal that went wide, but other than that, putting the ball where we needed to on play placement as far as kickoffs, doing a good job punting the ball when we had the opportunity to punt, and you know, covering kicks and all those things pretty well as well. So excited about where we are right now, but now we got to get ready to rock and roll and CAA football play.
Let's start a little bit on your offense. 264 yards on the ground, quite a bit. True freshman David Avite, 24 carries, 160 yards in that game. Isaiah Ragland with a couple of touchdown runs. What did you like about their play and specifically the contributions you got from David?
Yeah, well, David, obviously, as a true freshman to come in and have a game like that is tremendous. We're excited about his growth and development in the short time he's been with us. Isaiah Ragland scored the early touchdowns. He kind of dinged up an ankle a little bit. Nothing too serious. Probably could have played the second half, but we opted to give him the little extra time to recover. And David picked up right where Isaiah left off. Isaiah had a good first half or first good few opening drives. And like I said, scored the first two touchdowns, and then David come in and was the workhorse, I guess, if you will, with 24 carries. I can't remember the last time we gave one individual 24 carries. We usually rotate him a little more than that, but he's a bigger body guy and he can kind of take it a little bit. But he said it in the press conference after the game. He'll be the first one to tell you. Isaiah, the same thing, and all the guys. It happens up front. You know, the guys up front are the ones that are creating lanes and, you know, giving them the opportunities to hit the holes. So he was very complimentary of his offensive line after the game. But to see a freshman go out and have the day that he had was obviously exciting.
We talked about the three-headed monsters you called them that just graduated. Those guys seem to be together forever and brought different things to your team. You know, be one game, one day it would be one guy, one day the other. Now you've got three young guys again with Isaiah and David and Real Mace. How do those guys compare? And are you hopeful that you may have another three-headed monster here for the next 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, we're hoping that we do, you know, and that's what you're looking at. And it's similar to what we had with the guys that you just mentioned that were here for 5 years together. You know, PD, D. Will, and Jalen Jackson. You know, David's the bigger, more physical guy. Not that Isaiah Ragland's not physical, but he just isn't the same size, but he is compact and strong. And then Jabril is that lighter, leaner guy who has really good speed. So a good change of pace guy. So we're excited. We do want to try to get those guys, you know, as many touches as we can for each, not want to lean on one guy for probably as many as we did with David this past weekend. And then we have another guy, Isaiah Wright, who gets in there as a junior who plays a little bit for us as well. So, you know, you want to make sure you try to keep them as fresh as you can, but you know, we had the opportunity to run the ball more than we threw it, and you know, it's good to have opportunities to spread the wealth a little bit. But like I said, David kind of took the brunt of it this week, and who knows, maybe next week it'll be someone else.
When you get your running game going, you mentioned time of possession. I think you guys had the ball for 37 minutes. How nice is that to be able to grind some clock, especially as well as your defense was playing in that game?
Well, it's good and it's awesome to get the defense rested and keep them off the field. You know, sometimes your best defense is keeping your offense on the field. So by sustaining drives and all that thing, but points are more important. You know, I'd rather get the ball in the end zone than worry about controlling the clock, to be honest. So, and we did a good job with that. But like I said, I think we had a 13 play drive that lasted over 6 minutes on the opening drive of the game. and we got 3 points out of it, you know. So if we can finish the drives and get more 7 point results as opposed to the 3 point opportunities, you know, that would make me feel a little better. But when you can keep your defense off the field and keep them fresh, and I think they played a total of 44 plays to our 70 plus. So, you know, that should do a good thing as this season continues to grind out. And now you're getting into week, you know, like I said, CA play. So the more opportunities to keep people fresh obviously could maybe pay dividends down the road.
Yeah, your defense held LA to, like, I think 26 yards in the first half, 176 overall. Who did you feel like played especially well on Saturday?
Chucky Smith, one of our defensive linemen, he did a nice job getting in the backfield, and we did a pretty good job, you know, defending the run. I think we held them to right under 100 yards rushing for the day. Our linebacker core, they're always around. You know, Hartzell is one that had that scooped up fumble and brought it down inside the 20-yard line or 10-yard line. You know, Bell obviously still making plays. We got the experience. That's where our experience and maturity is right now. If you look at our starting 11 on that side of the ball and even a good number of the reserves that are going in, there's a lot of seniors and a lot of grads over there. So, you know, our defense is playing really well right now. It's hard to single any one guy out just because it's, you know, complementary type defense. Usually up front, don't get a lot of stats because there's only three of them and they're trying to occupy five people to make the linebackers make the plays. And I think Shane, again, was our
So
leader. It's usually either
it
Shane
is.
or Bell that are leading tacklers on
All
the
right, how are
day.
you?
But they weren't out there a
Got a
ton.
couple minutes?
They weren't out there a
Okay.
ton, so they didn't
What
have, you
are
know,
you uh
double digit tackles or anything like that, just
okay.
because
Yeah. What do you
we
guys
were able to
with
keep
those?
them off the field. Rob, you're muted.
Sorry about that. I was trying to
Yeah, I
get
know.
something muted.
All good. All good.
I know you're not necessarily a huge stat guy, but 19 straight games now, or 19 straight wins over non-conference FCS opponents. That runs back. It's got to run back six plus years. How much pride do you take in that? Just what does that speak to of the success of your program?
Well, I think someone mentioned that the other day, so I was totally unaware of that stat. But hey, whenever you can have some type of consecutive streaks going, especially if it's in the win column, I guess that's a good thing. So I don't know, our guys, I just hope we can continue that trend into the league play. You know what I mean? That's really the most important thing now. So hopefully we can continue to stay on the winning ways. But you know, I don't know what it attributed to that. You know, good scheduling, good days, good games on those days, you know. So like I said, hopefully we can just keep it going this week and try to get to 1-0 this week.
As you said, you hit the grind of CA play starting this week against the Stony Brook team. It's off to a 4-1 start under Coach Koch. As you've started to look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present, and what has impressed you with the way they're playing?
Ooh, what hasn't impressed me? As you just said, they're 4-1. They're pretty much sitting in the same situation and same position we are. Their only loss was to their FBS opponent. You know, they got a league win under their belt. They already played a league game as well as we have. A lot that concerns me about the opponent. They got the leading rusher in the league. You know, they got a young quarterback who seems to be, you know, understanding what they're wanting to do and distributing the ball really well. They give you some things on offense that you have to be concerned with. They look pretty physical and pretty fast and athletic on defense. So, you know, and we're playing at their place. So there's a lot that concerns me and a lot of challenges ahead. And I say this each week, and I guess I'll say it again this week. You know, our focus right now is let's correct the things that we need to correct from, you know, our execution and some of the things that happened this past weekend as we're scheming and preparing to, you know, game plan against our next opponent. But let's make sure we go out and have a really good practice Tuesday, clean some things up, and start executing the things that we want to execute within our system to the best of our ability. And then, you know, hopefully we'll have enough, you know, opportunities to go out there and put a good game plan together and have an opportunity to go out there and, you know, perform well on Saturday.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for the time today. Safe travels to Long Island, and we'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
All right, thank you.